since he's been there, a journalist has come up to him and taken interest in what he has to say. So here we go. Tom and the journalist were just starting on their second beer in Frank's when the lady doctor came in to pick up a guy who was presumably her husband. The man had been sitting talking affably with a barman on the other side of the room. She calmly but firmly made him leave his drink on the counter and head him back to the outside. Tom turned to watch them crossing the lot and saw her laughing hard at something her man had said. Tom had made women laugh sometimes too. Suddenly he missed the sound very much. "Anyone you know?" the journalist asked. Tom shook his head. "Local doctor. The police got her in to look me over." "She's cute?" "I guess so," Tom said. "Taken, though." "Everybody's taken these days, Tom, including you, judging by the wedding bands you've got there. Is there anything I need to know about that? About how come you're up here all on your own?" "There was some difficulty back home," Tom said. "I came out here to clear my head." "Okay, that'll do for now." Tom wondered how long it would be before the man decided he had to know more about that and how he could keep him away from that information. He set his beer down and looked at him. From his neat shirt and suit alone, you'd know this was a guy just up from the city who maybe wasn't quite as smart as he thought he was. As usual, he was smiling. Tom supposed that was a trait that came in handy when getting people to tell you things. The man, whose name was Jim Henriksen, worked for Front Page, whose red and white logo Tom had recognized from 20 yards. Fashion, fame, celebrities, along with Hitler's hideout in Antarctica, aliens abducted my paycheck, and fish boy born to Idaho beauty queen. And now, suicidal designer finds Bigfoot. The difference being that Front Page headlines were never actually that bald, and the writers went to some trouble to look like they were proper journalists. Even if some of the stories wandered into the realms of the bizarre, they were soberly written and took an even-handed approach. Plus, it was glossy. The entertainment world took it pretty seriously, and their film and fashion people got invites to all the big parties. It was, as celebrity hack mags went, pretty classy. That made a difference. If Henriksen had been from The Enquirer or World News, Tom would be elsewhere by now. Eating, probably. But the news had to start somewhere, and in the last half hour, Tom had gradually started to think that he might have an audience for his announcement after all. "You believe me?" he said. "Actually, I do." Tom felt exhausted and strange and tearful. The man saw this and gently clapped him on the shoulder. "It's okay, my friend." "Why?" Tom asked. "Nobody else does." "Main reason is you just don't seem like a liar, and most of the nonsense I hear is lies rather than mistakes. Second thing is that this is not the first time you've been up around here on a story like this. 9 months ago, three hunters 50 miles northeast of here, up near Mazama, reported a very similar incident. Something appearing in their camp at night, a pungent aroma. They heard strange noises too, kind of a quiet wailing. Do you hear anything like that?" "No, but I was very firmly asleep before I woke." "Right, well, it freaked them out. These are three big old boys, been going to the woods since they were kids, and they came out running scared out of their minds." "I don't remember hearing about that." "Read us every week, do you?" "No," Tom admitted, "in waiting rooms mainly, sorry." "Your implication saddens me, Tom. Waiting rooms are an important environment. If we get men and women through their pre-dental anxiety, more power to us." "Well, no, you didn't hear about the hunters because we didn't run with it. Hearsay from three beardy guys in plaid may be enough for our competitors, but it's no use to our sophisticated readership. Our whole USP is that though we'll cover the weird stuff, we won't even table it unless we think we've got a case." "Hitler's hideout in Antarctica? What can I tell you?" The man laughed, throwing his hands wide. "It was a strange old rock formation and no mistake. Personally, I wouldn't have run with that one. I admit it freely, but I'm just a field grunt. Sold a shitload of copies, that's for sure. Hitler, the perennial bad boy. We miss him now he's gone. Anyway, my point is, if Bigfoot's going to be found anywhere, it's going to be up here in the Pacific Northwest. You have literally hundreds of reports over the years, back to a guy called Elika Water in the 1800s, and there's deep background stuff, too. All around this part of the U.S., you can find ancient rock carvings with things that look pretty monkey-like, despite the fact you've got no native primates, or so they say. Wasn't there some footage, too?" The man shook his head. "Patterson film. Turned out to be a fake, only recently, in fact. All of it does. Either fake or could be fake and nothing to prove otherwise. That's your biggest problem right there. There's lots of people who don't want the truth to be known. You give them the slightest opening and they're going to take you down. But we'll get there." Henriksen took a sip of his beer, eyes bright with good cheer. "You want to know what else I think?" "Okay," Tom said. His own beer tasted good, but was making him feel strange. It was probably a bad idea to be drinking, but he didn't want to stop just yet. In the meantime, he was happy to let the other man talk. Henriksen nodded. "Conspiracy theories are bunk." "Right," said Tom, nodding. "Okay, which one?" "Not one, all of them. All conspiracy theories are false. They have been invented by the authorities to hide what's really going on." Tom laughed. "Yeah, good one. I'm not joking." "Oh." The only theory which can be true is this, because I know for sure it has not been put about by them, because it was invented by me. The more bizarre a theory sounds, the more likely it is to be true, because it only sounds weird in the context of the lies we've been trained to accept. You've lost me, Tom said. It could be the beer. The authorities control all the information, right? Therefore, they must have invented these theories too. They plant so-called conspiracy theories because the real truth would be even worse for us to know. Example, you know this idea we never really landed on the moon, right? But it was all a fake? I saw a television show, plus there was a movie, right? Capricorn 1, and a bunch of books, da-da-da-da-da. But the truth is that the idea we didn't go there is itself a fake conspiracy theory invented to draw attention from the real truth. There is no moon. Excuse me? There's no moon. There's no planet or stars either. Everyone's yakking about did we go there, did we not, so they miss the real truth. There's no there there. Galileo was on drugs. This is it, my friend. This ball of rock is all she wrote, which also explains the government's covering up about alien theory. Fact is, there are no aliens because, see above, there is no rest of universe. The idea was invented back when it got obvious that we needed a new horizon, otherwise we'd just kill each other by next Tuesday. Gives us something else to focus on. Who's going to get to the moon first? Us or those super bad Reds? Then we land there, but it's like we get bored immediately and don't bother anymore? Isn't that kind of weird? We got there with 40 years ago technology, but we don't do it now. We could fit those computers on the head of a pin. But there's the space shuttles, right? And every so often, one of them blows apart. So that's why we don't go to Mars yet, boys and girls, because space is dangerous. It's all bullshit. And that's what the little green men are for. We don't go out there, but it comes down to us. Therefore, it must exist. And it's not just Far Horizons crap, either. Tell me this. Who killed John F. Kennedy? I don't know. My impression is it's sort of a mystery. Right, and why is that? You're going to tell me, I suspect. To cover up the fact Kennedy isn't dead. He's not? Of course not, Tom. Actually, it's kind of a sweet story. He was forced out by the people he and his family had pissed off, the mob, Cuban nationals, the CIA, and is like, go forth or we're going to whack you. So he struck a deal so that he and his one true love, Marilyn, of course, who else, could disappear. Their deaths were faked, and now they're living in Scotland together. They started an alpaca farm, one of the first in Europe, I believe. It's small stuff, but they do okay, and, you know, they've got each other, right? And that's why shit keeps happening to all the other Kennedys. Some of them know about JFK's secret love farm. They're supposed to keep quiet about it, otherwise the whole conspiracy base comes to light and people will think, shit, if they can do that, then what else isn't true? First sign that Kennedy's going to squeal and splat. Their history. Discredited, dead, or both. There's a rumor Lady Di got wind of it, too. Need I say more? You don't really believe all that. The man smiled. No, he admitted, that's not what happened, JFK. But it's the first thing you learn in this business. What's true is immaterial. It's not what people believe. It is what people believe. Belief itself is the truth. There was a soft clunk at Tom's elbow, and he saw a new beer had arrived. In a trolley. He couldn't remember seeing it signaled for. Another skill that probably came in handy in a job like Henriksen's. Jim, you don't have to get me drunk, he said. Tom, Henrik said, shaking his head. Geez, and you think I'm paranoid? Trust me, I'm in the mood for some beer and you're keeping me company, that's all. You're in the system now and that means you're not going to get screwed around. We've got a story here, I'm hoping, and that means you're going to get paid big time. Though I do want your word right here and now that you're going to talk to only me on this and not anybody else. Sure, Tom said, knowing no one else would listen. Excellent. Which means we only have one remaining thing we've got to sort out. Some kind of proof. I'm not talking court of law proof, of course. If we had that, then I'd say screw front pages, get talking to the BBC and CNN. But we need something. You got a description that sounds promisingly like the thing the hunters ran into, but you could have picked that somewhere else. But I hadn't heard. I know that. I believe you. Others won't. You had a footprint too, but that'll be long gone. But that's it, Tom, I said. That's all I had. Actually, no. Henriksen shook his head. Not from what you said. You might have something you don't even realize, and tomorrow we'll go take a look. Tom just looked confused. Trust me, the man said.